This is Arts and More. Nearly every part of Abigail Southworth's life is devoted to art. She teaches it at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. She designs logos and brochures for companies like Kellogg and the United Way. But at night, Southworth leaves behind that work and designs her own immensely personal art about things like sexual orientation and mental illness. Southworth says art has always been this personal to her, ever since she was a kid.
I think it was just the way that I expressed myself, and I never figured out any other way to do so that was as succinct and as powerful to me. For the longest time, I created artwork as a way to even just make friends. And that seems a little weird, but basically the thought was the people who see my artwork and connect with it, those are the people I want to be around.
Southworth comes back to this point again and again. When she creates an image, she says, she doesn't care how many people see it. Instead, she has a bigger goal. She wants the art to connect with people, especially those who normally aren't featured in pop culture, minorities, women, or those with disabilities.
I feel like because I, through the years, was in close connection with disability rights, because my wife has a heart condition, and also LGBT rights, it started changing me, not just my artwork, but as a person. I started seeing that there's these minorities of people that don't get a say in things. They don't get their say out there in the mainstream media. And once I realized that, I'm like, this is kind of my duty to do so.
Southworth started to make that happen in 2011. That year, she created a piece for Art Prize in Grand Rapids called Life as a Two-Headed Beast, showcasing her battle with bipolar disorder. A few years later, she designed a piece centered around a friend's struggle with what was then known as Asperger's syndrome. Southworth couldn't help but worry what people would say about these exhibits. She worried about backlash, particularly around mental illness. But then she says she heard from dozens of people who understood the art and loved it.
It gave me a little bit more confidence even when I did get some backlash. It was more that realization that you're always going to get flack from people and you just have to do it anyway. You're always going to get the haters no matter what you do. You might as well do something worthwhile.
That new attitude gave Southworth the confidence to create a new exhibit, one showing all those people that she feels are always overlooked.
This is the main portion of the exhibit. It's where I have the seven pieces.
Southworth walks me through the new exhibit, called Super Heroines, at the KVCC Center for New Media. The exhibit showcases seven incredibly accomplished women. They stretch across oceans and decades, from Mae Jemison, the first African-American woman to go into space, to the transgender rights activist Miss Major Griffin Gracie.
It's just the idea that these women struggled, they were minorities, they were defeating the odds, just really resonates with me. So I just wanted to pay homage to them in some way.
Southworth walks over to a particularly striking image. It shows Helen Keller. Now, you probably think you know Helen Keller as the deaf-blind woman who learned to speak at age seven. But this image shows a different side of her. It's an older Helen Keller, when she became a suffragist and a political radical. The word revolution, spelled out in Braille, is displayed over Keller's head.
She was the first one I did, the first one that kind of inspired the whole thing, because I knew that people just don't understand how much she accomplished in her lifetime. They just think of her disability and that's it. And even then, I think people who do know think of it as she took her disability and got past it. And I don't think that's necessarily the case. She embraced her disability. She realized that, yes, she was not her disability, but her disability does affect her. And her disability is the reason why she wants to do these things. She struggled so long to find a connection with other people, so when she did, she really wanted to embrace that connection. And that's why she became a socialist. That's why she was a suffragist. That's why she was a disability activist.
It's these sorts of people, the ones who fought through injustice and personal struggle, that Southworth wants the world to see here. There's Temple Grandin, who, despite being diagnosed with autism, is now a professor of animal science and an animal rights activist. There's Jonetta Elzey, one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter movement. And Southworth says she has plans to show the world a lot more women, too. She's creating an online project to highlight nearly 100 superheroines across history. Southworth says she knows just one exhibit won't give these women the recognition they deserve, but she hopes her works can be a spark to make others recognize these women and take action themselves. You can see Abigail Southworth's exhibit Superheroines at Kalamazoo Valley Community College's Center for New Media. It runs through the end of the month. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.